Our Lord has died for us on the cross.
他为我们埋葬,
and he was buried for us.
他为我们从死里面复活,
and he ascended from the dead.
他也为我们升到天上,
and he ascended into heaven.
我们的主为我们在圣灵里面回来了,
he also has returned for us in the Holy Spirit.
因为他已经回来,
because he has come back.
所以叫所有信的人, 我们的腹中都能够流出活水的江河来,
therefore, for those who believe in him now can outflow this river of living water.
因着信, 我们得着了血下的权利,
therefore, by faith, we are entitled to all the privilege that's in his blood.
啊, 圣灵可以住在我们的里面,
now we have the indwelling Holy Spirit.
可以再充满在我们的身上,
it also can fill us up completely.
这些日子我们在讲到教会的建造,
these days we are sharing the theme, the edification of church.
我们也在读哥林多前书,
we also are together studying the book of 1 Corinthians.
我们知道神的心意是要建造他的教会,
we all know now the heart in God, the heart of God is to build up his church.
当我们读到哥林多前书12章,
when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
看见神要赐下各样属灵的恩赐,
we see how God desires to give to his church all kinds of spiritual gifts.
但是当我们读到第13章的时候,
when we come to the chapter 13,
好像看见只有爱是永不止息的,
we see only love that will last forever.
方言会停止,
even the gift of speaking tongue will cease one day.
先知讲道也会停止,
the spirit of, the gift of prophecy will cease one day.
好像知道有一天, 这些都要过去,
yes, we know one day shall come, all these gifts will stop.
但是为什么我们 还要来切慕各样属灵的恩赐呢?
That's the case, and why do we still want to desire for spiritual gifts?
是的,我们曾经讲过, 好像在建造的工程中需要有各样的工具。
Just like we shared before, in the process of a construction, you need all kinds of tools.
当你一个房子盖完成了以后,
construction is completed,
这些工具并不需要了,
then all the tools are no longer useful.
但是弟兄姊妹, 今天正是在建造的过程,
but brothers and sisters, we're right now in the construction process.
所以他说, 我们要追求爱,
that's why Paul says, pursue love.
但是我们要切慕属灵的恩赐,
also desire eagerly all kinds of spiritual gifts.
为神的家, 为他的教会, 我们要求各样属灵的恩赐,
for the sake of his house, for the sake of God's church, we need to ask for all kinds of spiritual gifts.
那为着是神家的建造,
and the purpose to build up the church of God.
我们一同来读哥林多前书,
let's read together 1 Corinthians
第12章,
chapter 12,
请我们一起来从第7节读到第11节,
verse 7 to 11,
圣灵显在个人身上, 是叫人得益处, 这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语, 那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语, 又有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心, 还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他医病的恩赐, 又叫一人能行异能, 又叫一人能做先知, 又叫一人能辨别诸灵, 又叫一人能说方言, 又叫一人能翻方言, 这一切都是这位圣灵所运行, 随己意分给个人的。 这边告诉我们, 这一切都是这位圣灵所运行,
here says all these things are as he determines.
随己意分给个人的,
he gives them to each one.
所以我们知道圣灵把各样的恩赐来分给我们,
therefore we know clearly Holy Spirit will give us different gifts.
保罗在提摩太前书第一章,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
他告诉提摩太,
Paul told Timothy,
他要提醒他,
and he reminded him,
使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐如火挑旺起来,
that I want to rekindle the fire that's within you through my laying hands on you, through which I have given you many spiritual gifts.
我们知道恩赐是圣灵所赐给我们的,
therefore we know these gifts are from the Holy Spirit.
当我们一蒙恩得救,
once we are saved,
圣灵就住在我们的里面,
the Holy Spirit came into our heart and abide with us.
这叫做内住的圣灵,
that's called the indwelling spirit.
是每一个蒙恩的儿女, 我们都知道圣灵住在我们的里面,
and every child of God that's truly saved will know we have the indwelling Holy Spirit.
真的比一切更真, 比一切更实,
he's more real than anything else in this world.
是主耶稣在圣灵里面回来,
it is Jesus who has returned in the form of Holy Spirit.
当我们唱那首诗歌说，你问我怎么知道主活着？
That's why a hymn we sang often. How you ask me how I know He lives?
一个非常美好的答案就是主活在我的里面。
We always have this wonderful answer, which is He lives within my heart.
他与我交谈，与我同行。
He walks with me. He talks with me.
生命窄路与我同过。
A long life's narrow way.
是的。圣灵住在我们的里面。
Yes, we have the Holy Spirit abides in us.
一生带领我们，引领我们。
He will guide us and lead us all the days of our life.
一生做工在我们的身上。
He works within us in our life.
要叫这个生命的活水从我们这个人能够流出来。
So that living water of life can flow out through us.
所以我们讲到恩赐，不只是从外面一个得着。
Yeah, but when we talk about spiritual gifts, we're not just saying you receive something externally.
当我们这些恩赐让它往前，让它长大的时候，跟我们生命的度量是非常有关系的。
As we get more experience with the gifts that we receive, at the same time, our life grows.
当然圣灵不单住在我们的里面，圣灵也浇灌在我们身上。
Holy Spirit not just dwells inside of us, it also pours upon us.
当五旬节圣灵降临的时候，
During the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon disciples,
降在这般神的儿女身上，
He descended upon a group of children of God.
同样也把各样的恩赐来赐给他的教会。
At the same time, He has given them the spiritual gifts of His church.
保罗借着按手把恩赐来分赐给提摩太。
And through the laying of hand, Paul was able to give Timothy the spiritual gifts.
在另外一节讲到是长老们按手把恩赐来赐给他。
And there's another verse in the Bible says how the elders lay hands on people and give them the spiritual gifts.
这些都是在教会中的服事。
And those are the ministry in God's church.
教我们能够得着各样的恩赐。
So that we may receive different kinds of gifts.
教我们能够一同来建造。
So that we can build up together.
叫我们一同来侍奉我们的神。
We can serve our God together.
这一切都是这位圣灵所运行。
All these are the work of the one same Spirit.
随己意分给个人的。
He gives to them to each other.
所以我们很清楚，这是从神给我们的。
And just as He determines, therefore we know clearly these things are given by God.
所以一面我们。要切慕各样属灵的恩赐。
Therefore, on one hand, we have to desire eagerly spiritual gifts.
另外，我们要很清楚知道，这些恩赐我们得着不是为着我们自己。
On the other hand, we have to know the purpose of receiving these gifts is not for ourselves.
不是为着我的享受。
It's not for my own enjoyment.
不是让我来显得我比别人更属灵。
It's not in order to make me stand up more.
不是叫我们得着一点能力可以做我们自己的帮助。
It's not for me to get some strength so that I can help myself more.
我们得着了属灵的恩赐。
Once we receive the spiritual gifts,
为着教会的建造。
We know it's for the building up of God's church.
完全需要为着神的心意。
It has to be 100% for the heart and purpose of God.
要不然这些恩赐没有任何的用处。
Otherwise, these spiritual gifts are meaningless.
所以我们感谢主，今天神乐意把各样的恩赐来赐给他的教会。
We are so thankful that God is willing to give to His church all kinds of spiritual gifts.
也叫我们竭力的来追求。
So that we can pursue eagerly these gifts.
盼望早间我们在这里交通圣灵九种的恩赐。
This morning I'd like to share with you 9 types of spiritual gifts.
不是说我们已经认识了多少，或者我们得着了多少。
It's not that we already know so much or we have obtained all these.
而是我们一同来追求。
But together we're here to pursue them.
一同来为着教会来求各样的恩赐。
For the sake of God's church, we just desire eagerly these gifts.
他这边告诉我们说，圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处。
Here says the manifestation of Holy Spirit is for the common good.
那这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语。
And to one there's given through the Spirit the message of wisdom.
那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语。
And to another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit.
所以一面他讲到有一个叫做智慧的言语。
Here you see, there's what we call a message of wisdom.
那另外一个呢叫做知识的言语。
The other one is the message of knowledge.
所以我们想到说在哥罗西书第一章保罗是怎么告诉我们的。
Remember what Paul said in first chapter of Colossians?
他首先说愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
He said I wish you know wholeheartedly the knowledge and the purpose of God.
所以一个呢是满心的知道
that you will know completely wholeheartedly.
然后他说叫你们行事为人对得起主
so that you will do things according to the Lord.
凡事蒙他喜悦
and please him in everything.
在一切善事上结果子
and bear fruit in all good things.
然后下面说渐渐的多知道神
and gradually will come to the knowledge of the Lord.
所以从我们的想法当中我们也许会觉得说我们需要一点一点的慢慢的来认识神
therefore according to our logic we may think we have to come to know God little by little
那到了有一天我们说我们满心的来知道神
hopefully one day we will completely know him
可是圣经的次序好像保罗所说的不是这样
but that is not the order according to Paul in the Bible
他先告诉我们说你满心知道神的旨意
He said, first you have to come to know completely the heart of the Lord.
然后我们慢慢的我们来多知道神。
Then gradually you will come to know of him more.
我想这个是我们很多神的儿女的一个属灵的经历。
And I think that probably is the experience of many of us here.
当主一下子把他的荣耀向我们显现。
That's when the Lord revealed himself, his own glory to us in one instance.
啊，那个启示好像那幕幔一下子打开了。
It's like a revelation was given to us through the unveil of the unveiled of the man.
那这个知道当你看见的时候你觉得你是满心的知道
when you saw the revelation you feel that I know it completely now、
啊、我们看见了
because I see it myself
哦，那在荣耀里的基督
the Christ that's in his glory
已经将我们的心全照亮
has enlightened my heart completely
啊，我们看见了主我们看见了他的心意
I saw the Lord and I see what's in his heart
但是可能我们的口还说不出来
however even with that vision I cannot describe fully with my mouth
可能我们的悟性也跟不上
and my understanding still falling behind
但是这个荣耀抓住我们
however the glory I saw has grasped me
吸引我们
has attract me closer
叫我们一生奔跑来追求
so that I will have the ability and the mind to follow him all the days of my mind of my life
很多神的儿女也做见证
many children of God testify to that
那真的当我们在一个信息的里面一下子主开了我们的眼睛
Sometimes we may just sit there and listen to a message Suddenly through the words of the message Our eyes were opened
好像我们得着了智慧的言语
Like suddenly we got that message of wisdom
发表神的奥秘
Where that has expressed the mystery hidden in God
哦，那样的话带着一个启示the亮光
And the words in that message coming to with light into our hearts
很多刚刚蒙恩得救的
Maybe you are just newly saved
好像他就遇见了一个非常荣耀的事情
But then you are still able to encounter something so glorious
可是你问他你到底听得懂不懂
But if you ask that person do you truly understand
他说我不懂
He said no I don't
他们讲那个什么圣城新耶路撒冷讲到神的城啊有荣耀的事乃是指着你说的他说你到底懂不懂他说我真的听不懂
And the topic of the message may be about the new Jerusalem talking about the glorious city of God If you ask a newly saved person do you understand He may say no I don't quite understand
但是有一个荣耀抓住我们
But I was grabbed hold by a glory in the message
这是智慧的言语
That is the message of wisdom
发表神的奥秘
Expresses the mystery that's hidden in God
叫我们满心知道神的旨意
So that we can come to know completely the purpose in God's heart
但是还有一种叫做知识的言语
And there's another kind of message the message of knowledge
当我们渐渐的多知道神
Thatenables us to come to know God little by little gradually
一点一点的好像我们认识我们的悟性能够了解
little by little my understanding is able to catch up
那神的家也有许多的教师
and there are many teachers in the house of God
当他们领受了这些智慧的言语
who has received the message of wisdom
那神给他们这样的恩赐他们悟性上能够明白
and the Lord has given them additional gifts so that their understanding will catch up
所以当从他的里面再发表出来再教导神的儿女的时候
therefore they are able to express more comprehensivelywhat's in the message to teach the children of God
让我们一听好像我们就能够明白
so that we can understand through through their teaching.
我们就能够来得着。
And we can receive what they have received.
所以我们可以大概略略的了解智慧的言语和知识的言语，它是有一点的不同。
Therefore, you can tell there's a difference between the message of wisdom and the message of knowledge.
但是它也常常是放在一起的。
However, they are many times put together.
我们为着教会，我们求智慧的言语。
Therefore, we need to plead for the gifts of message of wisdom.
我们需要得着启示。
We need to receive revelation.
我们需要真知道神他那奥秘的心意。
We need to be able to see and understand what's in the heart of God.
我们真的需要主真把幕幔打开。
We need the Lord to unveil for us.
让那个荣耀抓住我们的心。
And let the glory behind the veil grab us.
真的智慧的言语需要圣灵的启示。
Therefore, it takes the Holy Spirit to reveal the message of wisdom.
我们要求主让我们的悟性被开通。
We ask the Lord to open our understanding.
是的，也许当我们初得着的时候，我们里面。觉得满心知道神的旨意。
Yes, when we first saw it, we may feel that I know it wholeheartedly now.
但是主要我们再继续的追求。
But the Lord says, pursue even further.
在善事上结果子。
To bear fruit in good deeds.
在生命的路上，让主做工在我们里面。
Allow the Lord to work upon you on this way of life.
慢慢的，我们都渐渐的多知道神。
So that gradually you may know of Him more.
我们知道说，今天主在我身上做的这一点和那个荣耀到底有什么关系？
And we can relate the work of the Lord on me on the particular point today to the glory I saw earlier.
神给我们的道不是说高到一个地步我们永远够不上的。
The Lord will never give us His word that's just too high a standard for us.
每一个最高的道都在今天，在我们生活中，在一个最实在的事情上要实行在我们里面。
Every word of GodThat at a surpassing level can always be related to our earthly living every day.
好，这些呢就需要我们天天的追求。
Yeah, that takes our fervent pursuit every day.
我们也需要求主真的给教会有许多知识的言语。
And we need to pray the Lord will give to His church many messages of knowledge today.
他下面讲到说信心。
And next one is faith.
有一个人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心。
To another faith by the same spirit.
那这个也是非常的宝贵。
And that is very precious.
曾经我们讲到过信心的道路就是试炼的道路。
And many times we share the way of faith is the way of trials.
那说这句话的弟兄是穆勒弟兄。
And Brother Muller said that.
那他一生是做一个非常伟大一个信心的见证。
And we all know he's a great witness of faith.
那这么有信心恩赐的一个弟兄，结果他讲出的话是信心的道路就是试炼的道路。
And a statement from someone who has the gift of faith is like the way of faith is the way of trials.
所以我想信心对他来讲不只是一个恩赐。
And I believe to Brother Muller, faith is not just a gift.
那他真正走在信心的路上，他知道这个恩赐要能够把它实现出来是要经过何等的试炼。
He knows clearly, even though he walks on the way of faith, it takes trials to reveal the faith of gift.
因为这个信心的恩赐，当你得着了以后，你要真正的走在这条路上。
Once you receive the gift of faith, and in order to walk on the way of faith,
那这条路上好像是在水面上行走。
It's like you try to walk on water.
不能有一点点靠着自己。
You cannot trust on your own at all.
越要靠自己，越挣扎，你就沉得越快。
The more you try to trust yourself, and you will struggle more, and the end result, you will drown faster.
很多时候我们教小孩子游泳。
Many times when you teach kids swim.
当我教我家小孩游泳的时候，第一件就告诉他你要放松。
When I taught my kids how to swim, the first thing I told them is relax.
当你真正放松的时候
When you're truly relaxed,、
啊、你就好像很自然的你就浮在水上
You will naturally float
那很自然的你就容易学会游泳
It will be easier for you to learn how to swim
在我们当中可能还有人还不会游
And maybe someone among us here don't know how to swim yet
那可能这个问题就在你太不能放松了
Maybe your problem is that you cannot relax You cannot let go
就拼命要挣扎
When you're in the water you struggle too much
那结果呢常常就会沉下去
The result is that you will sink.
信心的道路它最大的难处在于我们不能依靠自己。
The greatest difficulty on this way of faith is that we cannot try to trust ourselves.
但是你要完全把自己放下，这是一个何等大的考验。
But yet it's surely a great test for us to let go.
因为我们太习惯依靠自己。
Because we're so used to use our own strength.
当我们还能够靠我自己来做到的时候，
Whenever、
我们
I'm still capable of doing something.
我们就抓着我们的方法。
I will try every way.
抓着我们的能力。
And I rely on my own strength.
我们这样的好像比较放心。
So that we feel better, more secure that.
是到了一个地步，你可能觉得说我已经走投无路了。
And many times we may have come to an end.
好，那只好来祷告了。
Then I said, well, now I can only pray.
但是很多时候，这条路上我们有许多的痛苦是白白受的。
And therefore, we suffer much for nothing.
好像我们受了许多的苦，却没有得着属灵的祝福。
It's that we may go through many sufferings, but we do not receive the spiritual blessing as a result.
因为我们靠自己。
Because we suffer because we try to trust ourselves.
我们苦也受了。
So therefore we suffer.
但是我们和主的给我们的生命没有发生什么关系。
Yeah, those sufferings had nothing to do with the life that God desires to give to us.
信心的道路叫我们完全交托给神。
The way of faith is to trust God completely.
不靠我们自己。
And do not trust ourselves even a bit.
也许我们开始会觉得很不习惯。
Initially, we will not be used to it.
从我们天然生命的分析判断，这都是不可能的事情。
Because it just works against our natural way of living.
但是当主这样子呼召我们。
But when the Lord calls,
啊，我们怎么来依靠他
？How can we trust him?
让这个信心在我们身上成为是一个活的。
We have to let this faith become a living faith.
像一个活的生命。
It's like a living life burning within.
啊，信是得着的，就必得着。
And once you believe you have it, you have it.
啊，我们学习祷告。
We learn to pray.
我们学习交托。
We learn to entrust the Lord.
我们学习倚靠神。
We learn to trust the Lord.
到一个地步，你求啊，求到一个地步，里面得着了一个把握。
You keep on praying until a moment, there's a time you feel that you have the assurance from God.
神已经答应了我的祷告。
You have the assurance that God has heard my prayer.
他说信是得着的。
He said you believe you have it.
是的，当你得着了这样的一个信，就是一个是得着的信。
That means when you pray to a point you feel that you have it, then that faith.
我已经得着了。
Tells you and then you can say I got it.
那有了这样的信。
With a faith like that.
那我们可以来赞美我们的神。
Then that's the time we should praise him.
因为我们必定要得着。
Because we know we surely have what we ask for.
哈利路亚，这是神给我们一条信心的道路。
And that is the way of faith.
也许我们开始时候，我们求主把这样的信心赐给我们。
Maybe at first our prayer should be, Lord, give me a faith like that.
为什么只有穆勒弟兄他里面有这么大的信心呢？
How come only Brother Mueller had a great faith?
神要把恩赐是赐给我们。每一个人的。
But God desires to give spiritual gifts to each one of us.
我们也要向主祷告。
Therefore, we can also pray.
叫我们得着这样的一个信心的
恩赐。That we may receive a spiritual gift of faith.
他下面讲到另外一个恩赐，还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他医病的恩赐。
And then the next spiritual gift is the gift of healing.
那我们知道医病。也是我们可以得着的一个权利。
We all know it's our privilege to be healed.
以赛亚书53章告诉我们，因他受的鞭伤，我们可以得着了医治。
Isaiah 53 has promised us that by his whipping we can be healed.
那这是神给我们的应许。
That is a promise from God.
所以不是说哪一些人他有医病的恩赐，他才能医病。
Therefore, it doesn't take someone who has the gift of healing to heal others.
就是我们常常经历中，在我们祷告的时候，你得着了一个信心，也叫这人病得医治。
Many times when we pray for others, suddenly we just acquire this faith, then we know we can cause this man or woman to be healed.
很多时候我们站在神的话语上面，因主耶稣基督已经受了鞭伤，所以我们可以得着医治。
Our faith was based upon the word of God that by his scourging you are healed. So we know we can pray for healing.
当我们这样祷告的时候，我们也真的看见人得着了医治。
And when we pray according to those words, then we also witness how people are healed.
我们为自己祷告，我们也经历到主他是我们的医治。
And many times when we pray for ourselves, we also experience how the Lord is my healing.
我想我们这一些都是我们神的儿女常常经历的。
And these should be our common experiences.
那我们在聚会的当中。
And in the meeting or our gathering.
为着在疾病中的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
We pray for people that are sick.
是的，我们也一直在经历我们的主，他是医治的主。
Yes, we continue to experience the fact that the Lord is our healer.
那真的神，他可以行许多的神迹奇事。
And God can perform many miracles and wonders.
在这边，他特别讲到有一个恩赐，叫做医病的恩赐。
Here, a gift of healing is specifically stated.
是的，每一个神的儿女，我们可以为着医病来祷告。
Therefore, every child of God can pray for healing.
我们也可以支取神所给我们这样的应许。
And we can come to claim what's in His promise.
但是我们要求这样医病的恩赐。
But we also need to pray for a gift of healing.
那我们看见说，医病的恩赐特别关系到传福音的事情上。
And many times, the gift of healing has a lot to do or usually applied in gospel preaching.
主耶稣在地上行走的时候，他到处医人的疾病。
When Jesus was on earth, He traveled around and He healed many.
使徒们在地上服事的时候，他们也到处显出这医病的恩赐来。
Same way, when apostles were traveling around to preach gospel, they also manifest the gifts of healing.
是，也许我们今天说我们不知道我们有没有这样的恩赐。
Maybe you wonder, do I have the gift of healing?
我不晓得说我这个恩赐度量是有多少。
I don't even know if I have it or if I have what kind of capacity I have.
我想我们彼此勉励。
So we should encourage one another.
今天第一点就是说，就算我不一定有这样的恩赐。
The first point is that if I don't have this kind of gift,
但是我站在神话语的信实上。
Based upon the faithfulness of the words of God,
我们可以彼此祷告。
We can always pray for each other.
我们可以按手在病人的身上。
We can lay hands on the sick.
我们知道我们的神他是医治的神。
Because we know we all have this Lord of healing.
那当然我们恩赐你需要用它才会显出来。
And as far as if I have the gifts or not, you cannot tell until you use it.
上一次我们讲到有五千两、二千两、有一千两的。
Last time we shared about the parable how people have one or two or five talents.
五千两的又赚了五千两回来。
The one that had five talents brought back another five talents.
两千两的又赚了两千两。
And the one who had two talents brought back another two talents as a return.
但是最可惜的就是那个一千两的。
But the worst case was that one has only one talent.
他把它埋起来。
He buried his one talent in the ground.
所以主人回来的时候。
So when the master returned.
向他说你这个又饿又懒的仆人。
He said you're lazy and wicked.
神把他的一千两夺回来来。给了那个已经有一万两的。
So what the master did was take away that one talent from that lazy servant and give to the one who already had ten talents.
主说有的还要嫁给他。
Because the Lord said those who have more should be given unto him.
那没有的连他所有的也要夺去。
Yet for those who do not have anything, even what they have will be taken away.
我觉得这特别关系到我们的恩赐。
So that it relates a lot to our spiritual gifts.
也许我们所有的不过是一千两。
Maybe we only have one talent.
我们没有办法像 Benny Hinn, 像这个 Propel, 像他们有那么大的恩赐。
We cannot manifest a great gift like Brother Benny Hinn or Brother Propel.
但是我们今天所有得着的，我们要来用它。
But whatever we have, let's use it.
当你越用的时候，神就把更多的来给你。
The more you use, the more will be given unto us.
当你看见有弟兄姊妹在疾病当中。
So when you see someone is suffering from sickness,
你不要说我没有恩赐，所以我不为他祷告。
Don't stop praying just because you feel you don't have the healing gift.
甚至在你自己身上生病的时候。
And when you are sick also.
你不要说要等到谁来等着来为他为你祷告。
Don't stop praying just because you're waiting for someone more gifted to come and pray for you.
常常我们也经历到我们自己按手。
Many times we lay hands on ourselves.
啊，求主来医治。
And ask for the healing of the Lord.
是的，我们身子为着主。
And they say, you know, my body is for the Lord.
主也为着身子。
So the Lord is also for my body.
我们为着主的教会，我们要求医病的恩赐。
Therefore, for the church of the Lord, we need to pray for the gift of healing.
在中国家庭教会的里面。
In the home church in China.
当我在那里听见他们很多的见证。
I heard many testimonies.
有许许多多人，他们蒙恩得救。
A lot of people, they were saved.
因为他们当中有人病得着了医治。
It's all because they witnessed the healing miracles.
无论政府讲的是什么样的一个理论。
It doesn't matter what kind of atheist government was preaching.
但他的亲人，他亲眼看见从疾病中借着祷告，他好起来了。
These people in China witnessed with their own eyes how their beloved ones were healed through prayer. Therefore, it's useless to try to fight against it.
一家一家的得救,
a household by household, they were saved.
甚至一村一村的得救,
sometimes even the whole village was saved.
以前我们碰到一个姊妹,
I met with this Christian sister once.
她从马来西亚来,
she came from Malaysia.
从一个很小的一个村落里面,
from a small town.
她得了脑癌,
she had this tumor in her head.
后来人家为她祷告,
and then people prayed for her brain tumor.
她得着了医治,
she was healed.
啊, 这个见证在他们那个乡村的里面,
and that testimony aroused in her little village.
得着了一个非常大的复兴,
and brought forth a great revival.
她在做见证的时候说, 几乎那个整个乡村都得救了,
when she testified in front of her own people, entire village believed.
并不是有很 大的一个传福音的恩赐,
it wasn't because she was gifted with gospel preaching.
但她的, 因为她的病得着了医治,
it was just because of the fact that she was healed.
所以我们为着教会传福音,
so for the sake of preaching gospel,
我们要求医病的恩赐,
we need to pray for the gift of healing.
下面她讲说, 又叫一人能行异能,
and then it continued by saying to another miraculous powers.
当彼得和约翰, 他们走到那个美门口,
and when Peter and John went to the gate of beauty,
他们遇见到一个生来是瘸腿的人,
they saw this man who was born lame.
那个人呢, 他所想要的是从使徒们身上得着一点的周济,
and the guy looked at them, all he wanted was to get some offering from them.
彼得叫他看, 看我们,
but Peter said, look at us.
常常我们, 说, 你不要看我,
yes, contrary to our usual response, we say, don't look at us.
彼得说,
but Peter said, look at us.
金银我都没有,
silver or gold, I had none.
但我把我所有的都给你,
but I gave unto you all I have.
他所有的是什么?
What was the thing that he had?
基督是他的一切,
Christ was all he had.
他要把基督来给你,
he wanted to give to the man Jesus Christ.
不是金, 不是银,
he wasn't wanting to give them gold or silver.
不是地上的东西,
nothing from this world I wanted to give
to you. 所有的给你,
but I give to you all I have.
他说我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名,
in the name of Jesus the Nazarene,
我叫你起来行走,
rise up and walk.
哈利路亚, 这个人他就起来了,
hallelujah, that man stood up and walked.
他没有跟他讲很多的道理,
Peter did not have time to preach a big sermon.
这个人起来以后, 他行走的跳跃的, 在那里赞美神,
but this man jumped by and he went walking and leaping and praised God.
这是何等的异能,
what a great miracle.
我想保罗, 彼得, 各样的使徒们, 他们也行各样的异能,
and I believe many disciples of God was able to do that.
那目的是要显出神的荣耀来,
with one purpose, which is to glorify God.
找人真知道神就在这里,
so that people can know God is truly here with them.
叫这些人没有话可以说,
so people will be silent.
是我们上次看见那一个人从死里面复活,
just like the film we witnessed, a man rose from the dead.
那这样的一个见证可以影响多么多的人,
with a testimony like that, millions were affected.
当在100万多人的聚会当中来传这样的一个见证,
and they were preaching that testimony in the gathering of over millions of people.
多少人他们受到了影响,
many people were greatly impacted.
下面他讲到做先知,
and then to another prophecy.
那做先知和 神赐给教会一个恩赐，这个人是先知，是有点不一样的。
And there's a difference about the gift to another prophecy versus to a prophet in the church of God.
那在这里讲的做先知，好像神给我们的一个恩赐。
Here is a gift that we are able to prophesy.
今天你忽然有了这样的一个感动。
For example, you may suddenly have this feeling in your heart.
也许你说了这个话, 你自己也不一定很明白,
that may lead you to say something or made a comment which you don't really understand why you said it.
但是我们这个人呢, 可能跟你所说的话, 也不一定太有关系。 当你讲完的话以后, 你还是你自己。
And after you made a statement, you're still yourself. The comment you made really doesn't have much to do with your life.
但是做先知, 在神的家的里面, 这个恩赐也是非常重要的。
However, it's important to have gifts of prophecy in the house of God.
常常当教会在往前走路的时候,
especially when church is trying to move forward,
当我们在寻求一个方向的时候,
and when we're seeking the direction of the Lord,
神也把先知的恩赐放在教会的里面。
That's the time the Lord will put the spiritual gifts of prophecy in his house.
我记得以前在工作的时候,
I remember when I was working,
那我们当中有一位弟兄
There was a Christian brother among us.
他在安息日会聚会。
And he attended regular meetings at that Seventh Day Adventist.
那刚开始我跟他要讲一些主的事情，是觉得非常的困难。
And it was pretty hard for me to share anything about the Lord with him.
但是我们又很喜欢抬杠。
But then we like to chat a lot.
几乎每一个中午我们都到外面一起吃饭。
Every day we go out to lunch together.
从开始去到餐厅一直抬杠到吃完饭回来。
And then we would just debate all the way through our lunch.
但是我觉得好像很难去感动他或者改变他。
I felt it was so hard to change his mind.
但是后来发生好几次的事情。
And later on, many things happened.
我记得有一次早上，我突然有一个感动，我就去跟那位弟兄讲。
I remember there was one morning I had this movement, this feeling in my heart, so I went to talk to him.
我说你赶快准备一个资料。
I told him, maybe you want to prepare some information now.
我也不晓得为什么，我就是这么跟他讲。
I didn't know why I urged him to do that. I just had a feeling I need to tell him that.
后来他就也蛮好的，他就准备了一些资料。
Fortunately, he followed my advice, so he prepared those information.
他工作上一些东西。
I was related to his job.
到了下午，那个大老板就来找他。
And then in the afternoon, our big boss came to him.
说你可不可以把这个资料给我
？Said, can you give me a particular information?
他一听，他真的有点吃惊。
Upon hearing the request, he was so surprised.
那他后来给了老板，因为他已经准备好了。
Because he has prepared those documentation, so he just gave it to them.
他还找我说，你怎么知道的
？Later, he came to me and said, "How did you know he needs those?"
我说我也不知道。
I said, "I don't know."
后来类似的事情就发生了好几次。
And similar things occurred several times.
那后来他就讲。说像这一些对他就有一个很大的一个震撼的力量。
And these similar experiences actually shock him.
当我们在谈很多道理的时候
，We may be able to debate many times with words.
一个礼拜一个礼拜在那里辩论。
Day after day, week after week, we debate.
你发现说他是一个非常有思想、非常有头脑的人。
And he was such a strong-minded person.
你没有办法好像讲通他的。
It's so hard to convince him to words.
但是在工作中我们接触里面发生的这些一些在我看好像就很平常的事情但他说哦不得了耶神真的是真的耶
Yeah, through the small things in our daily life and works he witnessed that the God was real in my life
好像就是超过他在理性上所能够认识的这位神
And those experiences surpasses his knowledge or his understanding about God
感谢主再跟他有一些的交通慢慢他好像就很能够接受
And after those instances when I shared with him he was more receptive
很多的时候主把一些知道好像放在我们里面
Many times the Lord will give us knowledge of things
但是也许我们头脑里面还是不知道的
Even though we may know something from God but we don't truly understand why we know it
我想到去年在三月多的时候里面有一个感动说我们四月到六月要禁食祷告
Just like last March I just had this feeling from within that we need to fast and pray from April to June
我们不晓得到底是有什么事情
I didn't know what was going to happen
但是很多的时候这个也要有点勇气就说弟兄姊妹们主给我感动我们四月到六月要禁食祷告
And it takes courage to share that feeling from within So I told brothers and sisters You know, we need to fast and pray for 3 months.
那如果当时候我觉得，我也想不通，也没什么太大的事情，算了吧，主，就拖一拖吧。
If I just dropped the idea because I didn't understand why I felt that way, then things would be dragged longer.
也许我们的感动就过去了。
And that feeling may just go away after a period of time.
常常想一想，也许有好多感动是从主来的，应该要把它执行出来。
And many times we may have the feelings from the Lord, and we need to make sure we execute them.
也许有话应该是跟这个弟兄或者姊妹要讲的，但是常常不好意思或者是觉得说这也不是太重要我们就让它过去了。
Sometimes we may just have this feeling, I need to share this with this particular brother or sister, but then we think about and go, it's not that important, and really.It's kind of embarrassing to tell them that, so we just let it go.
但是恩赐要显出来，有的时候需要我们在主面前好好祷告。我们确定了，我们要有勇气，我们让它行出来。
However, in order for this gift to be manifested, then we need to pray carefully And then apply what we have from the Lord.
所以我们需要操练。
We need to exercise what we have.
其实我也承认，也许也失败过很多次。
And I admit, I have failed many times.
可能失败的比成功的这个真的还多，也不一定。
Probably I failed more than I have succeeded.
但是我们真的知道神在我们里面，他是真实的。
However, I know one thing for sure that God is real, living inside of us.
但我们只要忠实的来到主的面前。
All I need to do is come to Him faithfully.
我们向着他给我们的感动，我们有一个忠心。
Have a true faithfulness toward the feelings that He has put inside of us.
我们真的知道今天教会里面需要这件事，教会里面需要这个方向。
So that we know more clearly that this is the direction of our church, or this is something that this church should do.
我们认真的来寻求。
We should come and seek His will earnestly and sincerely.
真是说话的神。
Because our God is a God who speaks.
他是全有全足全丰的神。
And He's the all-sufficient God.
他也是全知的神。
And He's all-knowing.
我们感谢主为着教会求做先知的恩赐。
Therefore, we should ask for the spiritual gift of prophecy for His church.
那今天如果有人问说，梁弟兄啊，股票明天要涨还是会跌啊？
But if you come to ask me to prophesize about the stock market fluctuation,
我会告诉他说，你千万不要问我。
I will say, don't speak after my advice.
我讲的一定是不准的。
But chances are I'm wrong.
所有的恩赐为着教会的建造。
Because all the gifts, even prophecy, is for the church.
神叫我们没有兴趣对这些地上的事情。
Want us to be interested in things of this earth.
但是为着神的家，为着他的国度。
But for things regarding His kingdom, His house.
我们求做先知的恩赐。
We seek to have the gift of prophecy.
主，今天你要带我们走什么样的道路
？We come to Him and say, Lord, what kind of way you are leading us?
在前面你要怎么样的引领
？And how you are leading us?
主，你来指示我们。
Show us your way, Lord.
我想这个是我们众人也要一同来学习。来一同来经历的。
And this is something we shall all come and learn together.
下面还有一个辨别诸灵。
And next one is another distinguishing between spirits.
今天有许多的灵需要我们能够来分辨。
And there are so many spirits out there we need to be able to discern.
过去我们曾经有一个姊妹带着她的一个儿子。
We used to have this Christian sister brought her son with her.
他们从一贯道的里面听见福音，他们得救了。
They left the call of unification and they heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, they were saved.
所以当我们听见他的见证的时候，我们也非常受感动。
We were so touched by their testimony.
那的确也是神的工作。
Yes, that was surely the work of God.
那有一次这个姊妹带着她的儿子去参加一个非常灵恩的聚会。
And one time this Christian sister brought her son to attend a Pentecostal meeting.
那个弟兄他就在那里说这个孩子是一个先知。
And there was a brother in the meeting says, this child of yours is a prophet.
啊，这个妈妈听了非常受感动。
And the mother was so moved to hear that.
那她也非常的相信。
And she believed what she heard.
那后来我在一些事情上跟这个姊妹交通的时候，她常常说她有什么事情她去问她儿子。
And later on, through my thoughts with her, I noticed one thing that she mentioned many times.Whenever there's a situation, she will go and ask the advice of her son.
她说当她遇到一个人，她不晓得这个人里面的光景怎么样，情形怎么样，想法怎么样，她说她就问她儿子。
And when she encounters someone, she wants to find out the inner condition of that person, she will turn around and ask the advice of her son.
她说因为她儿子是一个先知。
Because she believed her son was a prophet.
啊，的确她儿子也常常跟她讲一些很特别的事情。
And the interesting thing is that he did make a lot of interesting comments to her, his mother.
但我一听我是觉得说不对的。
When I heard her fellowship, I noticed something was wrong.
这个灵是不对的。
That was the wrong kind of spirit.
那有一次打电话跟这个姊妹在电话上，我听见后面她儿子不知道在跟谁讲话的声音。
And I was one time calling her, and I heard in the background her son was speaking to somebody else.
我说你儿子在跟谁讲话
？So I asked her who was he speaking to.
啊，她说她儿子在跟天使讲话。
She said, oh, he was talking to angels.
啊，他是先知，所以他从那里得很多的这个启示。
Being a prophet, he needs to receive many revelation from angels.
啊，那天我就非常严肃了。
Therefore, very seriously.
我说姊妹，你要小心了。
That be careful, my sister.
要奉主的名把这样的灵赶出去。
You shall rebuke spirit like that in the name of the Lord.
不是主的灵。
Because that cannot be from the spirit of the Lord.
不是圣灵。
That's not the work of the Holy Spirit.
后来我们教会也为他
Therefore, whole church pray for the family.
可能他们从一贯道的背景带了一些什么不好的东西在他的儿子的身上。
They have brought, they might have brought something unclean from their past religion.
但是我们里面需要知道怎么分辨。
But we as children of God have to be able to discern.
当我们觉得这个灵不对。
When we sense that that is the wrong kind of spirit.
教会要奉主的名起来抵挡。
That's the time the church does.Pray in the name of the Lord.
求主的宝血在这里划界限。
And ask the blood of the Lord to cover us.
让他们得着释放。
So that they can be delivered.
下面他讲到说方言，还有翻方言的恩赐。
And then here we see that there's the spiritual of tongues and also interpretation of tongues.
圣经告诉我们，岂都是说方言的吗？
The Bible says, are we all speaking in tongues?
表示说不是每一个人都有这个恩赐。
That means not everyone has the gift of speaking.
那圣经也告诉我们说不要禁止说方言。
And Bible also said, do not stop people from speaking in tongues.
所以今天我们知道说这是一个属可以让我们得着在教会中的一个恩赐。
Therefore we know speaking in tongues is a gift for his church.
但在聚会中我们知道若没有翻出来的这样的恩赐我们就不用说方言的恩赐。
In our gathering, if there's no one who has the gift of interpreting of tongues, then we should not speak in tongues in public.
因为我们知道所有的恩赐为着要得教会的建造。
Because all gifts should be for the purpose of edifying God's church.
那今天有了方言的恩赐。
And if you have the gift of speaking in tongues,
我们要求他能够翻出来。
We should ask even further to have the gift of interpretation of speaking in tongues.
不单只是我们个人得到造就。
So that we are not alone being edified.
不单我们个人在那里讲说神的奥秘。
Not only personally we can speak in tongues talking about the mystery of God.
它需要被翻出来，让众人都能够明白。
It should be further interpreted so that everyone can understand what we say.
那最近在帮我岳母，她做她的个人的网页。
And recently, I was helping my mother-in-law to design her personal webpage.
我想很多人可能看到了。
A lot of us may have seen that.
那我再把她在当年做的见证再重新看一下。
And when I read again her personal testimony she did many years ago.
在八二年，他去参加一个夏令特会。
How she went to the summer conference in 1982.
过去他是蛮反对这些圣灵的事情。
She used to oppose to the manifestation of Holy Spirit.
但是在那一年，他带着这样的心参加了一个下午的聚会。
And with that kind of mentality, she went to the special retreat.
邵师母在那里带。
In the afternoon, that was hosted by a sister Shao.
他还在那里东张西望，觉得说，哎呀，这些年轻人好像对于这些太火热、太过头了。
At first, she actually had all kinds of judgment in her heart about young people manifesting different ways because the feeling of the Holy Spirit.
那天下午，邵师母她没有讲什么道。
And that afternoon, Sister Shao did not actually preach a message.
她说，你们祷告也不要随便的祷告。
And she asked everybody to be careful when they pray out loud.
啊，大家真的是要回到主的里面。
She asked everybody to return to their heart.
有一个老师母在那里，哇，祷告，她说，哎。姊妹，现在主不要你这样祷告。
And when there was an elder sister who was supposed to be very experienced, she opened her mouth and prayed, and then Sister Shaw stopped her and says, "Please do not pray."
当他们正安静的时候，圣灵好像就做工在我岳母身上。
And while the whole congregation was so silent, the Holy Spirit started work from my mother-in-law.
好像那个运行在她里面，让她没有办法静止。
And the work, the movement of the Holy Spirit was so strong within her, she could not stop it.
她说她看看自己，好像这个。肚子上的衣服都在那里跳动。
She looked down and she even noticed the movement of her garment.
然后后来主从她里面好像一下子涌出来。
And then the Lord just flew out through her.
她开口祷告。
She opened her mouth and prayed.
她一开口，好像整个聚会像一个火，那个水烧开了一样。
And the moment she opened her mouth, the entire meeting was like on fire.
圣灵大大的降临。
And the Holy Spirit came upon the whole congregation greatly.
不但充满在她的里面，充满在许许多多弟兄姊妹的身上。
Not only filled within her, without her, and also unto all the brothers and sisters in that meeting.
所以我们的姊妹她得着了一个复兴，得着了一个力量。
That's how she was greatly revived and regained her strength.
夏令会回来以后。
And after the conference.
很快她发现她得了 cancer, 得了癌症。
She realized she has contracted cancer.
但是感谢主，好像主先知道她要遇见的事情，把那个圣灵的力量来赐给她。
And we're so thankful because it seems to us that the Lord has foreknown what's going to happen to her, so he gave her the strength in advance.
然后在一个祷告聚会中
And after that, in the church prayer meeting,
有另外一个老姊妹她从加拿大下来
There was this Christian sister who visited from Canada.
她不认识我岳母
She doesn't know my mother-in-law.
但在祷告中她讲方言然后她也翻方言
And in that very meeting, she started speaking tongues. She also was able to interpret.
她讲到说今天晚上聚会主要医治一个人
She said,The purpose of the meeting today is to heal someone.
很多时候当方言翻出来也许别人听了觉得不 也不明白
Many times when the interpretation of certain tongues are made, a lot of people in the meeting may not understand why.
但是我岳母知道这个话是对她讲的
It was clear to my mother-in-law that comment was made toward her alone.
她跟主要说你可不可以再多讲一点让我更清楚一点
So while she was praying and waiting, she said, Lord, can you tell me more? I can be more clear about this.
啊，那位姊妹她又讲方言然后她又把它翻出来
And then more tongues, prophecy was made and then she was able to interpret as well.
一片光明没有乌云
And the sister says it's all going to be sunshine, no more dark clouds.
好像对我岳母来讲她里面一下子得到一个安定的力量
So she was able to receive this power of steadiness.
我想我做这些见证真的知道我们的神他是说话的神
I share this because we just want to prove that our God does speak.
他的确把各样的恩赐赐给他的教会
And indeed he has given unto his church many kinds of spiritual gifts.
是我们可以得着的
We all can have that.
这些都是真实的
They're all real things.
但是我们知道我们在爱中来运作这些恩赐
And we know we need to apply these gifts.In love.
我们知道这些恩赐只有一个目的为着教会的建造
And we all know there's only one purpose for all these gifts which is for the build up of his church
愿这些日子我们里面带着一个渴慕
And may we have a true longing in our hearts
我们要追求爱
That we will pursue love of God
我们要切慕属灵的恩赐
And we'll envy eagerly the spiritual gifts
我们求主让我们做他百般恩赐的好管家
So that we can be good stewards of his many gifts
我们为着神的家得做建造我们来求祝福
Therefore we ask God to bless us for the church
我们一起来唱637首我不过是你运河
I sing the song one more time 637 channels only
求主生命的活水从我们里面能够涌流出来
Pray the living water of the Lord will flow out through us
好吧我们站起来唱
Let's rise up and sing the song together
我已登蒙宝血洗净，尝过天上地。